Okay, I'm joined by Luke Harding again. What's the news, Luke?
Well, Luke, the news is that Julian Assange has just been granted conditional bail in the last 60 seconds. The judge, Mr. Justice Ousley, is tweeting conditions that are at the moment. But he ran through the arguments rather kind of compellingly, really. And I think the fact that one Swedish prosecutor had basically decided the evidence is not strong enough, weighed quite strongly with him, with the judge in the end. He did raise some concerns about what he described as Mr. Assange's supporters who've offered bail, suggesting that there was a possibility that that this was merely a kind of gesture of support rather than anything kind of more meaningful than that. But in the end, he's endorsed the decision by Westminster Magistrates Court on Tuesday. Julian Assange has got bail, and I expect will be freed shortly.
So they're now just talking about the conditions?
Yeah, they're talking about the conditions because, as we discussed earlier, there was a problem with the police station, which he has to report into. The electronic tag apparently doesn't work very well in this huge 600-acre estate where he's likely to be living on the Norfolk-Suffolk borders. So the judge is addressing that now, but the key thing is that the CPS have lost their attempt to keep him in Wandsworth jail, I would expect him to be freed. Whether that takes hours or a little bit longer, I don't know, but it seems that he's going to be out.
Okay, Luke, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.